USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Customs and Border Protection says the number of people arrested at the southern border fell drastically last month. Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says a total number of 64,000 people were detained or deemed inadmissible in August. Morgan also says meetings are expected to take place regarding immigration this week.
So I think that's a good question. The dialogue continues. The vice president is going to meet with senior officials from the government of Mexico this week to have that exact dialogue, to talk through about what has been done, what still needs to be done as we continue to go. So those negotiations are ongoing.
A federal judge in California reimposed a nationwide injunction blocking the Trump administration from enforcing new rules for migrants seeking asylum at the southern border. The district judge who made the ruling was appointed by former President Barack Obama. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump presents the Medal of Valor to several police officers while honoring some civilian heroes from the recent mass murders in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio.
These incredible patriots responded to the worst violence and most barbaric hatred with the best of American courage, character, and strength.
Congressman Jim Jordan says he wants the Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz to answer questions before a House committee. The Ohio Republican congressman telling Fox News he believes crimes were committed in the FBI's investigation of the 2016 Trump campaign.
You know what people want to know? They want to know when someone's going to jail. I tell people that's the question. More often than not, when I'm walking through an airport or something, yep. People walk up to me. When is somebody going to jail for the wrongdoing that took place in the Trump-Russia investigation or even the Clinton investigation? I get that question all the time. Yep. And you can't get to the bottom of that if you don't get all the information out there. And what better opportunity than to bring in the Inspector General to answer our questions?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin is calling on the FDA and Trump administration to act against teen vaping.
Previously healthy young people are getting seriously ill because our Food and Drug Administration in Washington has failed to protect them from the dangers of e-cigarettes.
Last week, the CDC said the number of vaping-related illnesses has jumped to 450 cases in 33 states. Officials have released new details in the death of rising country star Kylie Rae Harris. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Investigators say country singer Kylie Rae Harris was responsible for the three-vehicle crash in northern New Mexico that left her and a 16-year-old girl dead. They say Harris was speeding when she clipped the back of another vehicle that sent her into oncoming traffic. She then crashed head-on into an SUV driven by Maria Elena Cruz. The first responders included the teen's father, Pedro Cruz, who was with the fire department. Authorities also say evidence at the crash scene indicated alcohol may have been involved. Harris had a prior DWI conviction in Collin County, Texas in 2017 and had been ordered to install an ignition interlock device on her vehicle. The community of San Cristobal was holding a fundraiser dinner for the Cruz family to help them pay for funeral costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.